Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. While you focus in on that theme, I am going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. Tune in to how your breath is feeling today. If there's any soreness or tightness in the muscles or maybe in spaces of the mind, send the breath there. Maybe release tension between the brows. Feel your jaw relax. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale. And tune into the collective. To all the people that are joining us across space and time. Sharing this breath. And sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a normal rhythm. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, tune back into that theme of source. I pick the word source very intentionally because I want it to be inclusive of all belief systems and spiritualities. What does that word really mean to you? Your source. Source is the sun, our DNA. Water, consciousness, the brain, higher power. I love this card. Today we have Temperance, and this card is a beautiful archangel with glorious red wings, the symbol of a triangle on their chest and a circular, almost halo, on their forehead and around their head. And they're pouring water from one chalice cup into another, standing on a riverbank, almost floating right above, and the sun rising over mountains in the distance. The triangle on the chest represents clarity of thought. And of course, pouring water from chalice to chalice represents balance. Temperance, when we think of the true definition of this word, is striking balance, needing balance. When we pair that with this idea of our spirituality, almost think about what we were just talking about with the definition of source. What are areas in our life that we can temper, that we can consider and hold tenderly with delicate hands, with kid gloves? This is asking us to not take extreme positions, and I think while many do when it comes to our spirituality, think about the ways in which you can allow source in your relationship with source to moderate some of your extremities, not arms and legs, but outer fields of thinking. There is this flow, this interplay between the two cups that we see Temperance pouring back and forth. And not only is the angel trying to strike a balance between the two, but we also see this serenity in This action in the nature matched with the ferocity of these fiery red wings. I think this is also asking us to balance softness with fierceness, to balance the delicate with the tough, that both are okay. And many of us likely take one or the other approach in our lives and in our spirituality, and there is room and space and need for all of these approaches. That's something that I'm really working on in my life, is bringing ferocity. I like that word. I think that is kind of what these wings evoke to my spiritual practice and to my presence, that we can't have light without dark. And there are ways to integrate these pieces of ourselves that we may view as shadowy or shameful that actually help us be tougher, stronger, better versions of ourselves when handled with empathy and compassion and intention. How can you rely on Source to help you balance yourself, your approach, and maybe invite in a little fire to your spiritual practice? As we develop our mantra for today, inspired by the card Temperance and this theme of spirituality, I want our mantra to be, I am tender and fierce. Before we repeat this mantra, I want to talk a little bit about I am. I use this every day when we build mantras. One, because psychologically we know that I am is the most powerful way to build affirmations, spells, intention, whatever you want to call these little mantras. The positivity behind that and the belief that it is already here makes them stronger in our minds. But also, I am is the language that has been used throughout biblical and religious traditions to describe Source, the great I am. Of course, this is Abrahamic and Judeo-Christian in tradition, but it's also where we see Yahweh, the unutterable, is also considered the great I am. And I think when we take into consideration the idea of Eastern traditions and consciousness, presence of mind that we see in Hinduism, Buddhism, Zen, the Tao, all of these things talk about coming into our highest selves. And what is higher than letting things be, than I am, than this present moment being? Here now. And here now, I am. So, yes, it is a powerful phrase to use in mantra work, but on this day of Source, with this mantra, I also want us to add that energy behind this I am. I am tender and fierce. You are tender and fierce, and you are Source, and Source is tender and fierce. Yeah? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I hope that makes some sense and feels as powerful for you as it does for me. Whenever you're ready, we're going to take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I am tender and fierce. Take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating, I am tender and fierce. For our practice today, I want you to go someplace that it will be safe to do this and scream at the top of your lungs. Try and fill up your lungs and your belly and use your diaphragm and expel all of the air out and scream as loud as you can and feel the reverberation. I say go somewhere safe to do this because I don't want anyone to think that you are in harm or in danger. So if you live with people, maybe tell them that you are going to do this before you do it. That way no one thinks that you are hurt. But whether you live on some land and you can go outside, or you go into your closet so it's muffled and you don't scare the neighbors, whatever that looks like, but feel the power that your breath has, that your presence has in that moment. Thank you all so much for being a part of our daily ritual. Please comment down below after you have done our practice of screaming today and let me know how it went. How did it feel after you took up space in this audible way? Please share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder today. And I am so very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective, here to help build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review. If you're on podcasts, give us 5 stars and leave a review. YouTube, subscribe, show us some love on the like button, and anywhere else you are watching, please follow and share. This is the best way to support our daily ritual and the Cohere Collective. If you're curious about the Cohere Collective and want to know more about us, our story, or our other content and offerings, please head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn even more. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.